Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. Yes, you're now tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Dr. Norma Chapman. As always, listeners, let us bow our heads for our opening prayer, which will be coming forth by Brother Larry Bill.
Father God, we like to come to thank you for your many blessings. Lord God, we thank you for Evangelist Dr. Norma Chapman. We thank you, Lord God, for the Veal Brothers, Lord, and our journey. Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless. We thank you for Brother Reginald McGee, who's hanging out with us today from Vigor, Lord God, and we just thank you for touching. We ask that you would bless all over this nation, Lord God. We pray that you would touch in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you right now. We claim victory in your name. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank Brother Veal for that awesome prayer on today. All right, listeners, we have an awesome show prepared for you on today. As always, if you have any comments, questions, or just want to share your thoughts on today, press the number one on your phone. But I'm thinking today is just a half an hour show, so this is part one of the Veal Brothers' journey. The topic for today, the Veal Brothers' journey. They'll be coming back with part two. And part two, they would have a whole hour to entertain our listeners. But as of today, if you have a short question or a short comment, feel free to press that number one. All right. Today's topic, the Veal Brothers' journey. And I'm going to bring in live with me at this time Brother Larry Veal, who's the lead singer, one of the lead singers of the Veal Brothers. And then we're going to bring also in the studio with us is Reginald McGee, who is the A&R director for the Veal Brothers and other groups as well. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good afternoon. Doing well.
Doing good.
Thank God. All right, we're going to start with Brother Reginald McGee, and give us a short bio about yourself.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Reginald McGee. I'm from Macomb, Mississippi. I'm married, and I am a music producer as well as the A&R director for Vigor Music along with the Veal Brothers.
All right. All right, Brother Larry, give the listeners a short bio about yourself.
Yes, I'm Deacon Larry Veal, lead singer and manager of the Veal Brothers of Gloucester, Mississippi, married, four children, grandchildren, amen, and just thanking God. We also with Prosperity Music Worldwide, music like a label, too.
All right. Without further ado, remember, listeners, our topic for today is the Veal Brothers' journey. And as Brother Larry take us on a journey with the history of the Veal Brothers, let us be mindful that we don't have that much time on the radio on today. But he will be giving us a description and discussion as he continue to be blessed for many, many years, traveling around the world, singing, lifting up the name of Jesus through so many amazing songs. So at this time, let's see, Brother Larry Veal start his presentation. You may begin, Brother Veal, and then you all can rotate from one person to the other. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Evangelist Dr. Norma Chapman. I'd like to say that the Veal Brothers, we got started in 1975, in our hometown, Gloucester, Mississippi. The group consisted of five, six, seven guys, four brothers, biological brothers, but we got started in 1975, and at that time we hadn't even did any recording, so we got started on the journey in the mid-80s. That's when the Veal Brothers started recording, and our very first recording was an album entitled We Are Family, and it did really did good for us. And maybe a few months after that, we went on and did another recording entitled Blessings. It also did good. And then we come back and we recorded again with a Long Journey. That was all this. It was like in the 90s. Long Journey was the title of the CD in at that time. Then behind a Long Journey, we did a live recording entitled Fearless Spirit. That one did well. And behind Fearless Spirit, let me see, I think it was Crossroad. And we did a couple more recordings behind Crossroad. I want to say it was The Best Is Yet to Come. And behind that one, we recorded again. Let me see, Keep Pressing. And we just released a single maybe a little over a year ago entitled Stand By Me. He kept me, Stand By Me. And then our latest one, the single we just released, and we also released a video on it through it, called I'm Coming Out. And the video is on YouTube as we speak right now, you know. So that's pretty much the journey that, you know, just take it down through the recording. But I know we just did a live recording, and hopefully it'll be out shortly in a few weeks, so y'all can be looking out for that. So that's just to get you going with the journey of our recording, so I can let Brother Reginald McGee add in to some of that, too.
Well, good evening, everybody. Again, my name is Reginald McGee, and I am, again, a music producer, but I'm an extended family of the Veal Brothers. I've grown up around them, my grandparents and mother, and the Veal Brothers' parents were very close. They all sung quartet together years and years ago before I was even born. And so once I was born and came into the music field, those guys were really influenced me as well as a lot of other artists in the music around this area. So I've always told them they are legendary to me because of the work they do as far as music, the work that they do in ministry. And look, those guys are very powerful in their music. So what we're doing right now, they just recorded, did a live last year, 46. It was their 46th year anniversary. And 47, I'm sorry. And for the very first time, they recorded their first live video. Out of all of those years, we was able to come together and sit around and put together a live, especially it was a great recording session. It was also coming off of Popville's 90th birthday, and that was very special to us, to the Vills, and to all the fans that he was able to be in the recording session as well. Live, so we're asking everybody, if you are a Veal Brother fan, if you've heard of the Veal Brothers, if you haven't heard of the Veal Brothers, listen, we're asking you to go to all of your digital outlets, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, wherever you listen to your music. Hey, please pull up the Veal Brothers. Any of their music should be pulling up, but we're asking you to pull up the Veal Brothers music. Let's take these guys to the top. Let's come together and let's push these guys. The latest CD, the latest single that they have is I'm Coming Out. So you can get that listen to it on YouTube. I'm Coming Out live. It's on YouTube. The video is on YouTube. And look, hey, y'all, it is great. It looked good. those guys look young on that video. So, hey, we're asking everybody, if you love the Ville Brothers, if you love gospel music, we're asking you to come and let's push it. Let's bring Quartet back in the fold. Let's bring Quartet back where it needs to be and support the Ville Brothers. You're also Vigor Music. I'm a part of Vigor Music, and we are partnering with Prosperity Worldwide, which is a part of the Ville Brothers. So, hey, we're coming together to produce some great music, some soul-saving music for the world. Maybe somebody that don't know Jesus can come through and listen to those songs. I know one of the songs on the recording, the live recording, they got some powerful songs. Soul Saving, He Kept Me. They recorded that one live, and one song in particular that I think Deacon Larry Ville wrote, and he wrote it for Pastor Ville, was "I Want You to Meet Me." And hey, if you haven't heard it, hey, it is a powerful song. It's a personal song. And look, every time I listen to it, man, I tear up and think about my loved ones, or if you have loved ones that have gone on to be with the Lord, you know, and you listening to it, man, hey, it's an uplifted song. Deacon Ville, I don't know what you were dealing with at the time when you wrote that song, but look, you wrote a smasher, bro.
Yeah. Well, Bro Reginald, I really appreciate you, and I thank God that He did bless me to write it, because truly, you know, Ville Brothers, we really have had loved ones over the years that started out just like with our grandparents. You know, we see they was a part of our ministry years ago when we started, and all of them passed away some years back, but you know, every song we sing, you know, it carries a message, some sort of message, a part of some of the struggles that we went through out of these 48 years that we've been singing. And we love for the world to get the message that somebody probably could be going through some of what we went through with. And we love for them to be helped through songs that, like you were saying a few minutes ago, Reginald, if you just go to, you know, any digital outlet and download Ville Brothers, you know, you'll see or listen to some music. And, you know, over the years, we didn't know, you know, that in all of the messages and all the songs that we are singing that 4 years ago that we would see the lady that really inspired us the same, which is our mother, that we would just, you know, be that witness that soon to her death, you know, and all the songs that really, you know, just really played a bigger message to her death. It just seemed like, you know, the songs was lining us up for, you know, that, you know, that activity, you know, and we just, you know, it was a struggle. It been a struggle. It hadn't been easy, but we just thank God, you know, that God brought us through to get us to. And He done.
Right. So everybody. Yeah. So everybody, we are asking you, please, ma'am, please, sir, please, children. Hey. Pull up the Ville Brothers. I guarantee you there is something for everybody. There is something for every age group. This live recording that they recorded last October, it's some hits that that over the years that the Ville Brothers have sung. The Price is Right, and it's a new song that Deacon Larry Ville's nephew Smurf, which is Charles Ville Jr., which is the MD for the Ville Brothers, he wrote a song thank you, Lord. If I'm wrong, Deaconville, let me know. Pastor Ville is singing. Hey, you all, it is a smasher. It is very good. And this album also is featuring a dedication to, like Deaconville said, he wrote a song that is dedicated to Mama Essieville. And those of you that may have known her, that over the years, everybody knows that I call her Mama Essie. But Mama Essie was a powerful singer. And listen, she told you something, she meant it. And when she sung it, you felt it. You felt chill bumps. So they did a song, and it was special because it featured Deaconville. It featured his sister, Sister Aretha, and her daughter, her granddaughter. So Mama Itz's granddaughter was even on the album recorded live that night. So it was just a special night all together to be able to see my brothers, my extended family, get Amen. On that stage and record their very first video live right. recorded. And for me to be there that night to witness it, man, look, it was awesome. And look, when the album comes out, we'll pray that we'll be able to come back on with Evangelist Chapman. And we'll be able to talk about the live again, and we'll be back on in May. But look, this live recording and the music and the journey of the Ville brothers, hey, it is something special. And I pray that that someone
Go ahead,
will. I pray that someone will be able to receive the message that the Ville through the gospel. That they would want to come to Christ. So, hey, again, let's just support the Ville. Let's support gospel. Let's support quartet. And again, thank you, Ms. Chapman, for this opportunity. And thank you, Deacon Mayor Ville, for allowing me to be on with you today.
Question for you or Brother Larry. When you, I get a lot of requests for. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. That's one song that people are always talking in my circle about it. And they constantly play it because I play that album in my car all the time. And the other one is Brother Larry, I think he led I'm on the Run for the Lord. And when people get into my car and they listen to it, they always want to know who are that singing. And I'm always introducing that album to other people. So my question to you is, how hard, was it any hindrances? And I know that there were struggles as many years as you've been out there. And your father, I think, he's how old now and he's still singing with you all?
Poppy is 90.
90 years old.
Yeah.
He's still trying.
Correction on it. He's 91. He'll turn 92 in August. And he doesn't get the opportunity to travel, you know, as the major miles, but anything locally that he's able to come to, I mean his voice is still there. I mean he hasn't lost anything with his voice. He still has that voice. So he definitely able to sing whenever he get a concert with us, though.
Okay, we going to give God the glory for that. And as well as your brother, Reverend Robert Gill, he has a church in Jackson, Mississippi. He's one of the lead singers in the group as well.
Yes.
Just introduce the guitar player, your brother, and the other drummer, whatever you have in the group, as well as a little bit about Reverend Robert Ville, who is a pastor of a church there in Jackson, Mississippi. Can you share that with us for a minute?
Okay. We're Pastor Robert Ville, but correction on the location. He pastors in our hometown. Matter of fact, our home church Sweet Home yes. Baptist Church in Gloucester, Mississippi. Yes, and he been on the journey a long time as a preacher for over 30 some years, but he been pastoring close to about 30 years, and he pastored a couple other churches before he come to Sweet Home. He been pastoring our church, I think, around 26 years at Home Church. So, we thank God for even the journey, a preacher, a pastor, even come out of our journey, because he didn't start out as a preacher. And then, you have a deacon within me and church musicians and, just so much come out. My brother Charles, he's one of the main musicians, minister of music at our church. And Jerry, he also one of the musicians at the church. And they are both trustees at our church, too. We all work strongly into our church. We don't just go out singing a quartet, but we work strongly in our church. I mean, we all play the big part. My dad is a deacon. Been a deacon even before we was born. And my mother, before she passed away, she was the choir president. And we all just worked strongly. My nephew, Smurf, Charles Deere Jr., he's a musician at the church. So we work strongly into our church as well,
Okay. Now, you keep saying musician at the church, but they also musicians for the Deere Brothers Gospel Singers and for the
That's
group.
Right.
Am I correct? Okay.
And
another
right.
question is it time? I know every year you all give a memorial service for your mother. I miss her so much. That lady was a singing machine. I love the way she sings Man. Through the years. And Brother Larry, you pick that up, and every time you sing it, you just get the Holy Spirit just take control of you. They have to get the microphone from you and have you to sit down. So I know it's getting late in the show, but give us a little background on your mother. And a little memory about your mom and about that memorial service that you give. And we never did say that you out of Mississippi. You out of come on, Larry, help me. What part
okay.
of Mississippi?
You're out of Gloucester. Yeah, now,
Gloucester, Mississippi.
Right, and she was more than just a singer, for anybody who knew our mother. Mother Essie, she was a go-getter, and what I mean about that, our mother played a part in everything. The week of her service, her funeral service, we were just going through the obituaries that she played a part on funeral service that she either emceed or sung or did something on it. We stopped counting at over 500 and some obituaries that she played a part in somebody's homegoing celebration. And she played a part in the town itself. I mean, she worked with the mayor of the town. She did, when Christmas come around, she'll be the one to go on Main Street, Gloucester, Mississippi, sung Christmas Carol under the Christmas tree. And she did so much for so many different people. And she just was a, go get them. We just thank God for her, the legacy. I mean, but Mama and as Reginald and yeah, that she was a songbird. I mean, she put her all into it, and she let the Spirit take control of her every time she get on the microphone.
Yeah, right. We do have a caller. We're going to bring that caller in just for a few minutes because we don't have that much time left in the show. We don't want to ignore none of our callers for today. That caller is coming from area code 48.
Yeah, this is 2968. Who do you appreciate?
I can't hear you. Hey. Talk a little louder, caller, please.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Just talk just a little louder.
Okay, let me just say it like this. Can you hear me now? Is it better, better, better?
Yes.
All right. So we're talking about facing fears, you know, fears. And, you know, there's two fears that we were born with. We have two natural fears. And those fears are the fear of falling and loud noises. All the other fears are learned. They're learned. It's learned. And so a lot of people that I run into operate from the left side of their brain.
Where are you calling from today? Where are you calling from on today, first of all? Can we get your name and where you're calling from on today?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is Way Busy Live, and we're calling from California.
Pleasure to have you on Face and Your Fears. But unfortunately, I need you to call back at another time when we're on the subject of fears. Today, we're doing the Journeying Through the Veal Brothers and their gospel singers out of Mississippi. So write that name down and Google them up when you get off the phone. Next time I have a show, feel free to call back where we have an hour show, because I want to hear more of what you're saying about fear. And I'll get your number, and I'll bring you in on a talk show where you can talk about those fears, okay?
Well, just give me a call back after the show. Give me a call back, and then I can talk
to you. I sure will.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
What's your name, sir? What is your name again?
Way Busy.
Way Busy, okay. I'll give you a call back after the show, and then we'll discuss you coming on to talk about the fears you are talking about right now. All right, mister, we're going to continue with the Veal Brothers Gospel Singers, and we only have a couple of minutes to close out on their presentation. And remember, listeners, this is just part one of the Veal Brothers journey. They will be coming back into the studio along with Mr. Reginald McGee with part two of the Veal Brothers journey in the month of May. So keep looking at the Facebook and other media where we post our shows, and you will be getting a reminder again from myself or from the Veal Brothers or from Mr. Reginald McGee. So, Larry, at this time, we are going to let you do a closing statement, and then we're going to let Mr. McGee close it out with our closing prayer.
Okay. Well, and again, Evangelist Dr. Norma Chapman, we appreciate you so much, and we appreciate each and every one that's have listened to us today. We just thank you, and we thank God for our journey. Truly, we hope we've been a blessing, and we ask that y'all will be listening out for part two of the journey. But we'd like to say on May the 28th at 3:00, right at Sweet Home Baptist Church, we'll be doing Mama Veal Memorial Service, 4667 Berwick Castle Road, Gloucester, Mississippi. And we hope to see some of you all there. We have a great lineup. But y'all just continue to go and download Veal Brother Music. We thank God for you. All right.
I will be announcing that memorial service on every show. Send me some more, the flyer on it. And at this time now, unfortunately, we have to come to a close, and we're going to ask that Brother McGee have a closing prayer.
Yes, ma'am. Let us bow. Our Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you. We thank you for this day, Lord. We even thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we thank you for Evangelist Chapman, Lord, that you allowed her to have a platform, Lord, to spread your word through the Bible and through music. Lord, right now we ask you to cover her. We ask you to bless her, Lord. Bless her show right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the Veal Brothers. We thank you for their journey. Lord, we ask you to cover them as they go throughout this world and singing and bringing your gospel. And, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity once again. Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank God.
All right.
Amen.
All right. very shortly. The Vera Brothers will be in Lewiston, Louisiana in June the 3rd, I think, in Lewiston, Louisiana.
Yes.
We'll be bringing you more on that in part two of the Vera Brothers Journey. Until next Thursday, we will have George Dean on with the full gospel. So we'll be giving more information out on that. God bless you and God keep you as always. Thank you for tuning in on Facing Your Fears. Have a blessed day now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.